Hi guys, this is Everything is Bofo. I am Bea, and today we're doing something a little different in a different location. Today we are with Marina, our favorite Testor, and also we are just meeting now Fran Ortega Moreno. And Fran, tell us about yourself.
Okay, I am a lawyer, member of the Bar Association in Spain, 23 year experience in helping clients to buy and selling properties in Spain.
Very good. And today he has generously given us his time and experience, and he's going to answer a lot of the questions about buying properties here in Spain. So, Fran, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
And we're going to get right into the questions of buying a property in Spain. So, can anyone buy a property in Spain?
Sure, anyone can buy a property here. The special thing we need from the client is to get an NIE, an Spanish NIE, what is the ID, okay, for the international people. Having this, we can almost do all to buy a property here in Spain.
Okay, and through you, they can buy a property without being here in Spain, correct?
Correct. Especially after the COVID, is very, very common to buy properties without being physically in Spain, okay? What we use for this is the power of attorney. We can get power of attorney everywhere in the world. We have clients from the US, from Canada, from Europe, from Philippines, from any other country where we can get the power of attorney there with the international apostille from The Hague. And with this, sometimes in a week, we have the power of attorney here. With the power of attorney here, we can get the NIE, we can even open bank accounts, a Spanish bank account. And the most important thing is we can buy a property for our client in front of the notary using the power of attorney. I have some clients buying property here, and I never met them.
So everything is online now?
Yes, not everything, because you know, now we still have the people who wants to be here. In my opinion, it's advisable to be here to see the property, to feel the neighborhood, the where you are buying the property. But we can buy a property without any other country, without being in Spain.
So you make it sound so simple. So the número de identidad de extranjeros, which is the number, NIE, which is the number for foreigners.
Yes.
Is it a tax number? This is what it is, or identity number?
It's an identity number, but it's the number that will be used for tax purposes. Okay, mm-hmm. We will use this number for both things. This is valid forever. It's a number that will be with you all your life, okay? And you don't have to renew or to apply a new one.
I see. Aside from that number, what else are the requirements to buy a property in Spain?
Okay. Firstly, what we have to do is to legal check the property, no? It's what we call a quick legal check. Having some documents from the property in a quick legal review, we can know if this property has or not any problem to buy. No, usually we need especially one document from the land registry to double check who is the owner. Imagine that the person who is selling the property is not the owner. It's a very big problem. No, we have to double check the description of the property. We need to find if there is any discrepancy between the reality and what appears in the land registry. And finally, we especially double check if the property has any mortgages, any debts, or any problem. No? This is probably the most important three pillar we double check when you are going to buy a property.
Well, Fran, so can you explain us a little bit what kind of problems you face when you are doing the quick legal check with a client? So giving us some examples is going to be really helpful.
Yes. A real and typical example is when you are going to buy a property in the countryside, no? What we call rural properties, property like this. Because it's very typical that the description that you can find in the land registry, for example, is only one ground floor. But the reality when you go there is, for example, 3 floors. Okay, there are a big discrepancy between the reality and what you can find in the land registry. Okay. It's very important to double check this, because, for example, if you need to get a mortgage on the property, the bank is not going to give you the mortgage if there is a big discrepancy. Okay, mm-hmm. It's true that this can be solved, but my advice is, this can be solved before to buy the property.
What happens if your client says, okay, Fran, I found the property and this, and you see that, oh yes, it's 3 floors. What happens next?
Okay, here we have different solutions, because from a legal point of view, I need to double check if we have the possibility to update the description of the property in the land registry, okay? Sometimes it's possible and sometimes it's not possible, because we have to double check things with the town hall about the licenses and all these kind of things. If it's possible to solve the problem, we have 2 options. Sometimes I suggest to my client, okay, you can get a good reduction of the price, and we can solve the problem later, or we can sign a private agreement, give some time to the seller to solve the problems, and when the problems are solved, we can go ahead and buy the property.
Fran, I know that also you go in person to the notary. So the client can buy the property in Valencia, Cádiz, Barcelona, Madrid, but yes, you are going to be there the day that the notary signed and they become the new owners of this house. And the exciting dream of having a house in Spain is real.
Yes, it's true that nowadays it's possible to sign electronically from any other notaries, and you don't have to be present there. Especially when the client is here to receive the keys in front of the notary, I will be there with the client, because it's a very exciting moment for the client. Uh-huh. You need somebody to be with you to avoid stress. And I usually go with my client when they are buying a property. I don't mind in any part of Spain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
Yeah.
So you're there with them to the notary, like where that's the you know, until the end, like that's their service from start to end.
Yes. When you sign in front of the notary in the legal Spanish system, you are the owner of the property. Okay. But this property has to be registered, and you have to pay taxes when you are buying a property. You only pay taxes when you are buying once, because I have a lot of times, okay, Frank, I have to pay this every year. No, this is the tax you have to pay when you buy a property in Spain. In this exact moment in front of the notary, you will receive the keys. You are the owner of the property. But now it's my job, take all the deeds, pay all the taxes, send all the documents to the land registry, and after 1 month or 2 months, I will have the property registered in your name. That means that you can show to a third party that you are the owner of the property in Spain, because this land registry is public and anybody can know if it's your property or not.
I see. So after notary, there's more steps.
Yes, but not for the clients, okay? Just for me.
One important note here. So it depends where you buy the property. Depending on the region of Spain, you are going to pay different taxes. So it's not the same Andalusia, the south, that Comunidad Valenciana, that Catalunya, Barcelona. So yes, can you explain us a little bit about
Marina, you are very right. Because in the Spanish system, we have what we call communities. We have 17 communities in Spain. These taxes, when you are buying a property, depends on this community. That means that the community has a minimum, but they can put a higher percentage for the tax. That means that it's not the same tax that you are going to pay if you are buying a property in Andalusia, where it's the 7%, or if you are buying a property in Catalonia or in Valencia, where it's the 10%. Okay, that means that when we have clients buying properties and they say, okay, Fran, what is the estimate amount of money I need to buy a property? Depends on where you buy the property. If you are buying a property in Andalusia, more or less it's the 10% on the price of the property. But if you are going to buy in Valencia or Catalonia, it's about 13%. 8%. Okay, this is very important to know because it's not the same if you are buying a property in Andalusia or in any other community.
Especially mm-hmm. when we're talking about big numbers, right? So mm-hmm. that matters, right?
Yes, that really matters. Now, for example, we have a lot of clients buying in Andalusia where the economy is going up too fast because the 7% that we have in Andalusia, if you compare with the 10% in a big pillar, is a lot of money. For this reason, we have a lot of international clients buying in Andalusia. Mm-hmm. But it's also true that we have community elections some months ago, and now there are a lot of communities trying to change this in order to attract the international client to buy properties there. Because in my experience, when I am with clients, for example, in Valencia, the notaries mentioned, okay, you are very lucky because in Andalusia, you only pay the 7%. And here, we don't feel the market is hot, okay? Mm-hmm. But, however, in Andalusia, when you go to a notary, you can feel the market is hot because we have a lot of people buying for this reason.
I see.
Okay. This is very, very interesting.
So, this might be a little bit off topic. So, the golden visa in Portugal is not, they're abolishing it or they're raising it or something.
They mentioned something about this, you know, this is the typical thing you can hear in the media because the media, you know, they need some
headlines.
Yes, okay.
But the reality is not as easy as it seems because
at the moment it's not abolished in Portugal. And here, after Portugal, some news mentioned in Spain, we're going to do the same. From my point of view, this is not true, especially because we have the national elections a few days before. At the moment, we don't know who is going to be the president of Spain. To change this law takes a lot of time, and especially takes the agreement of a lot of parties. Uh-huh. It's not easy to change this. And in my opinion, this is a very good thing for the economy in Spain because attract a lot of good clients with a lot of money. And in my opinion, they are not going to abolish this. Probably they are going to change the amount because this law is, I think, is 2013.
Yes, okay. It was in 2013.
Is at the moment to buy a property is 500,000 euros. Probably they are going to update this app. Okay. But in my opinion, they are not going to abolish this.
But there's a possibility that they can raise it up.
Yes.
So better to buy now.
Yes.
If you want the golden visa, it's now's the time.
Better now than then because, okay, one of the typical things when
there is a client is, okay, Fran, I have to spend 500,000 euros and it's not easy for me to do this. But imagine if we have more. A higher price. It's not easy to buy a property over 500,000 euros.
And then I also know that I've read somewhere that you can buy more than one property so that it becomes 500,000. For example, my husband and I, we don't need a €500,000 house. So, but you can buy maybe 250 and then another 250 to rent out?
Yes, I have some clients who the plan is, okay, we are going to buy this property and then we are going to buy any other property to rent the property and get incomes, okay? Mm-hmm. What the law says is over 500,000 on real estate, on properties. That's all. They are not going to tell you if 1, 2, 3, 4 properties. That's mm-hmm. fine because you can invest in the house. Because sometimes I have some clients who have a lot of stress. Okay, Frank, I need to find the house I love and has to be more than 500,000 euros. Imagine I find a house I love under 500,000 euros. Don't worry. You can buy this and then buy an apartment or any other property to be over the 500,000 euros.
Okay. And you have a lot of experience with that, like clients that buy one or two or more properties.
It's very typical because when they don't find a property they love over 500,000 euros. If they find another, I have next week, I have to go to Barcelona. I have two clients to find a nice villa, 300,000 euros. but it's the villa she loves, okay? Now she is looking for another property to be over the 500,000 euros, you know? It's very typical.
Mm-hmm. Lacey?
Something that is important in this golden visa that we are speaking of. So you need to buy one property, two, three, that are the without mortgage or loan. So imagine that you are buying the house of your dreams. So you are going to pay 500,000 in cash, and 100,000 can be with mortgage.
Yes. Is 500,000 euros free of mortgage? Okay. Uh-huh. You can buy a million euros property with a mortgage of 500,000 euros and the other free of mortgage, 500,000 euros. Yes. Mm-hmm. The key question is spend in Spain more than 500,000 euros.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So if it's a $1 million, you just have to put up the 500,000. The rest you can finance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. So is there anything else we need to know about like buying a property in Spain?
Yes. One of the typical questions I receive from my client is, okay, Fran, how long it takes to buy a property in Spain, okay? Sometimes the typical legal step is find the property, make an offer. After that, we usually sign what we call the private contract, okay? It's contrato privado in Spanish, okay? And in this private contract, we have the time limit to go to the notary and finally be the owner of the property. It seems it's a long time, but sometimes in 1 month could be done, especially if we have the power of attorney, we can get the NIE days later of this. And when we have the NIE, we can go directly to the notary in 2-3 weeks maximum. That means that in 3-4 weeks, you can be the owner of the property. And even sometimes we don't sign the private contract, we go directly to the notary. Having the NIE and having the money, we can buy a property in Spain probably in 3 weeks maximum.
Let's start with like how to buy. Say I found something online and I want to buy it. What would be like the steps in 2-3 weeks you can do?
Yes,
okay.
We can do.
What are those steps?
Okay. Firstly, we have to mention the typical legal documents we have to ask for the seller, okay? In Spanish, probably the most important one is called nota simple. Nota simple is the certification from the land registry to be sure who is the owner, the description of the property, if the property has or not any mortgage or debts. Then we need what we call catastro or referencia catastral. It's something like the number that the property has in the public registry for tax purposes. Okay, with the nota simple from the land registry and with the catastro, probably with these only two documents, we can be ready to say, okay, go ahead or forget the properties. Okay, having these two documents is the first two important documents to have. It's very typical that when you are working with an estate agent, it's the estate agent who is going to provide to you this document. But if you contact directly to the seller, you can save some money in commission. These are the two documents you have to ask for, okay?
Well, Fran, so please, could you summarize how it's about buying a property in Spain?
Okay, firstly, we need to get the NIE, okay? But bear in mind that you can start the procedure to buy a property without having the NIE, because you can sign a private contract, pay a deposit, usually the 10%, and after that, we will need to get the NIE just before to sign in front of the notary, okay? Secondly, usually is what we call the private contract. Is the moment when you pay the 10% of the deposit, you block your property, and is when we are going to make all the stipulation about the price, how you will pay, time to go to the notary, if the property has its furniture or not, all these kind of things. After that, what we will do is organize all the signing in front of the notary, okay? This is the job we will do. The notary will double check our legal review. And in the moment you sign in front of the notary is when you are the owner of the property and you will get the keys. And after that is in our side. We will get the registration on the property. We will pay the taxes for you and you will be the owner of the property in Spain.
And something that you cannot forget is about the will.
Okay.
That is really important to keep in mind.
Yes, it's true that to buy a property, you don't have to have a Spanish will, but probably is very good advice to have a Spanish will once you are the owner of the property in Spain. Why? Because having your Spanish will is very easy if something happens when somebody passes away to accelerate all the legal procedure for the inheritance. Because having your Spanish will, we will know what is the law we have to apply in your inheritance.
Okay.
The cost of the will is not a lot, but you can save a lot of money if you have your Spanish will.
Okay, this is great to know. And about timelines. So people, sometimes they want to buy the property within 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So tell us your experience.
My advice is, while you are looking for a property, try to get your NIE. Because having your NIE, then with 3 weeks, 4 weeks maximum, you can be the owner of a property. But while you are looking for properties, try to get your NIE. And in the moment you find the property, in 3-4 weeks, can be done.
Okay, great. And yes, with something that we need to keep in mind, you are going to be in person at the notary, signing and making sure that everything goes fine and
stress-free.
Uh-huh.
This is the key. Peace of mind when you are buying a property. This is our intention.
And the final question and the most important one, what about the fees that you charge as a lawyer?
Okay, the typical fee for a lawyer when you are going to buy a property is between 1% and 2% of the value of the property. But bear in mind, lawyers are very expensive when we have the problems on the table. We are not expensive if you hire us before to buy the property, because it's true that the Spanish system is very safe, but you can find a lot of problems buying a property in Spain. My advice is not because I am a lawyer, is use a lawyer to buy a property.
Okay, so that was a very quick interview, and really there's nothing much to say about the Golden Visa except that you have to have all the requirements and buy a property in Spain. So if you want to contact Marina and Francisco, go ahead and click our link at bureaucracy.es/everythingisbofo to find out more information here below. You get to talk to Marina and Francisco separately when you have questions about either the Golden Visa or buying a property.
And don't forget, the first consultation is for free for both of us.
So thank you so much for watching, and we hope to see you again in the next videos. We have more extensive videos about buying properties here in Spain in English and in Spanish.